I'm just going to go ahead and do this. It's the news. 30 minutes. Good morning. It is Thursday morning, April 6th, 11:31 a.m. already on a Thursday. My only day home, really. I got home late last night. I actually got home early this morning, actually. 1:30 in the morning. Due to the weather and the storms and the mechanical issues on airplanes stuff. And I was able to make it in here late, a late departure from Dallas, and got into hometown here. And now I have today to deal with my stuff, and then I'll be gone another 7 days. I have to drive tomorrow to St. Louis. And I will be there for basically 7 days. I'll be there till next Thursday. We're actually be coming home late Wednesday night, looks like, at this point. However, that being said, I have a lot going on here this morning. Just been a little bit of a stressful week for me. A lot of things going on. Decisions made while I was in the midst of some very stressful moments in my life. Had to focus on certain things. Just didn't have the bandwidth to deal with some of the things that were going on. And then in the midst of that, it was kind of in my face this morning when I got here. So it was kind of it's been a little bit of a stressful day. And on top of that, my computer is not logging into the internet. I did a bunch of work this morning thinking, I got this work done from some of my clients and get it sent off right away. Now my internet's not working. I cannot get on. I can get on my router, can't get on the internet. I got two different ones. I got a backup and neither one of them are connecting to the internet. Which, is a little bit stressful when you have an internet-based business. So I'm recording. I just decided I'm just going to go ahead and record this so I can spout off and let some steam off here this morning, let you know how frustrating it is. Because somebody needs to know when they find my head exploded in the corner over there. I'm not sure why his head exploded. Well, if they listen to the podcast, they'll figure it out. And in the midst of all that, I said, I'm just going to go ahead and do the podcast, record it, at least record it. I'll figure out the internet thing later. I can always thumb drive it off to something else and take it to the worldwide headquarters. I'm at my home studio this morning. Of course, in the background, you can hear noise now, of course, because they're not done yet out there. So it's just one other thing after another. In my cup, I have water. I've already drank my chai. I sucked that down so fast, you couldn't even see it. Any kind of comfort food in the house is gone. Yeah, there's no more comfort. It's all gone. And so I've been dinking around with this all day. In the meantime, we'll talk about politics. We'll talk about what's in my cup. It's water. I had some chai, the old vanilla chai with vanilla creamer. That's gone. The cat doesn't like it now down here. When I come down into I've got this basement layout thing down here. I got this little studio set up down here. And of course, the cat thinks this is his area. So every time I come down here, he gets all over my legs, trying to keep me from going anywhere. He wants me to either pick, when I pick him up, he starts hissing at me. When I set him down, he starts hissing at me. He wants to play. It's kind of his territory down here, I think. And I let him know it's not his territory. Oh, I let him know. I hiss right back at him. Freaks him out. You ever done that to a cat? They hiss at you and you hiss back and you hiss louder and twice as long. They know who the top dog is. Or top cat. I don't know. Whatever. You have to let them know. I'm in the midst of a whole bunch of stuff right now, very stressful stuff, and there's other things being just piled on, just willy-nilly. And it's not accidental stuff, it's deliberate stuff, which is very frustrating. I don't know how Trump does it. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. This is probably nothing in his day. He's, I'm sure he's got a lot more going on. But now once in a while, I just need to disengage. I need a day where I can just, after, you know, beating my head up, my brain and my stress level is high, I need a day to just decompress, disengage from some of this stuff. And if I don't get that, it tends to make me less effective the rest of the week. Well, I'm not getting that. So I'm a little frustrated right now, you might say. A little bit. Just a little bit. Kevin's getting upset. Anyway, so we have this stuff going on. So let's talk a little bit about the news. The more I'm learning about the Trump case out here in New York, I listen to this guy go on about the charges. Now, the people on the left are extremely disappointed because there wasn't any big bombshells. They counted every time that Trump said something, every time he supposedly lied about this campaign funding thing or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. There's this whole dilemma here where the case may get thrown out. Now, you have to remember where this case is being tried and who's trying it and the people who are behind it. They want to get, everybody involved wants to get him. The jury, the judge, everybody involved does not like Trump, wants to get Trump. Which means they will try to bend the rules to do this. However, they all realize, not the jury, but the everybody else, the judge realizes, he goes too far over the line here. Messes around too far. He could get disbarred. He could be go for, before a review board and get spit right out of the system for malpractice. Same thing with the now. How many? Guess I bet you can't even guess how many lawyers on the left. Now, back in the days of the hippies, the hippie movement back in the 60s. I'm going to go back here and give you a little history. This is a generalized history. I'm sure there's history buffs out there that give you a lot more, a lot better, a lot accurate. Because I'm not a historian. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. Not an epidemiologist or a virologist. I'm not a financial advisor. And I'm not a historian. However, I'm old and I remember stuff. Now, if you recall back in the 60s, now I was born early 60s. Very early, basically the first part of the 60s. And I have this uncanny ability to remember things. Now, back in the 60s in the hippie movement, these people were much like the left is today. They've kind of taken over the left, the leftists. They were the ones who ushered in this woke stuff all of a sudden. Hey, I think maybe my internet is up. I'm getting emails and stuff is happening. Let's see what happens here. This will probably mess up my recording system here. Well, looky there. It apparently has decided to start working. So that's kind of nice, you know, since I'm paying for it. That started working. I can close some of these things here. Yeah, we'll just accept that, close this, close that. All right, very good. So the hippie movement, it's interesting because that group of individuals started taking over leadership positions in different kinds of organizations. One of the factions, one of the severed groups from that group that's, you know, they all went off and into the world with this mentality of activism. They all went off and decided to do things in powerful positions. Now, it doesn't require a whole lot of people to really take over a nation. You just have to have the right people in the right place. The Democrat Party happened to be the perfect incubator for the woke, self-imposed morality doctrine and idealism that they have. It was the perfect place to incubate that. Now, you have to realize, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. The original Democrat Party, the JFK Democrats, they were a party that wanted liberalism. They considered it liberation to give people, to let people, allow people to live their life any way they wanted to. And they are confused sometimes with libertarians. Now, libertarians have kind of taken on this, to some degree, taken on this kind of ideology. However, libertarians, there's such a wide variety of libertarians. There are even people who consider themselves social libertarians. Now, the social libertarian is a socialist, or it basically is a communist ideology. I don't think some people realize that when they even say it. However, if they were given the choice between communism and individualism, they would choose communism. They think communism is the most moral choice to do, because as a society, we need to be a society where everyone has accountability within the society. We all work together to be. It becomes totalitarianism, is what it becomes. Because you have to conform to that society that they decide what it's going to be. You have to conform to it. Now, there are people on the right who are the same way. The neocons, I would say neoconservatives, the establishment conservatives, I don't even like to use the word conservative, the establishment Republicans are very much that way. They want to have their morality imposed upon society. Now, I would consider myself a conservative libertarian. It's a very different animal. I have a tendency to, I hope, that I'm in line with what I think the founders intended for the nation. Now, you'll hear the woke liberals on the left touting this violates the Constitution. Oh, we have a constitutional right. Oh, Constitution. Oh, look, you're undermining democracy. Oh, they stand up like as if they're some kind of moral arbitrators of the standards. All the while, and yet the things that come out of their mouth when they talk about the nation is nothing but hatred and vitriol. They hate this nation. They hate what it was founded on. They hate the founders. But they're very quick to use their rights to defend themselves while they are in the midst of this. It's like they use it as a shield to defend themselves in the midst of the fundamental transformation of our nation. There's nothing in the Constitution, nothing in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence, about a fundamental transfer. They want to transform the nation from. They don't want to restore our founding fathers' project here. They want to transform it into something else. And the only other thing they have is collectivism, be it in any form or shape that you want to talk about, whether it's Marxism, a Marxist communist, or communalist Marxism is it's a hybrid system of what it is. Every time that they've tried it, it has become a dumpster fire. Oh, because it was never started properly. We have to start from this high society with a lot of the America is the only place where you could really start this and make communism really work. Look, if communism works, why does it have to have a jump start from open markets and what would be called pure capitalism? Not crony capitalism that we have today. Today, the government decides who the winners and losers are. Look at COVID. Look what happened there. They closed down mom and pop stores. If you just sold clothing, you had to close down. But if you sold clothing and happened to sell milk or food in your store, well, then you could stay open because you're selling food. They were so ridiculous that they started taping off areas of some store. Well, the Walmart, you can go into Walmart to get food, but you can't go there to get paint. Really? Oh, Amazon, you have to go to Amazon to get everything now. Delivery, has to be delivery. You see how they did that? They're the makers and breakers. You couldn't let us decide where we're going to get our things. This is absolutely ridiculous. The leftists who were the liberators, you have liberty to do whatever, freedom of speech. Oh, they were all screaming freedom. When the Penthouse and Playboy magazines were out there, they were all screaming freedom of speech. They were part of the defense of those individuals. Freedom of speech. Burn the flag. It's freedom of speech. But now, you have no freedom of speech if you don't say the right thing about a certain gender. If you don't say the right thing about a certain race. A special, privileged, protected class. You can be socially expelled. And they will admit this openly. They want this. I think it was Lawrence. Used to be on CNN or MSNBC. I can't remember what he was on. Who said on his podcast, the Sean Hannitys and MAGA crowd, all these people, the Trump voters and all these people, need to be expelled from society. Expelled from society. How exactly do you do that? This is the kind of rhetoric that actually came out of the Nazis' mouths. And in their actions, did the same thing. And yet, they call other people the Antifa, anti-fascists. The BLM movement, I'll go right to the heart of this thing, that basically went hand in hand with what BLM was doing. But, you know, Antifa is just an idea. We can't prosecute anybody because it's not an organization. It's just an idea. Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, has testified before Congress saying that. It's just an idea. Well, gee, it sure is amazing how well-organized they are. It's a really well-organized idea. How they all show up with the same signs, the same clothing. Somebody places a pallet of bricks right where they're protesting. Funny how that happens in the middle of the night. They have frozen bottles of water, which are supposedly deadly. That's deadly armed. They're armed with deadly force, according to, because that's what was being thrown at on January 6th. It wasn't even frozen bottles of water, just bottles of water. As far as I know, it was just bottles. I don't even know if they had water in them. But that became a deadly insurrection. Armed crowd. Armed insurrectionist army that Trump sent down there to attack the White House, the Capitol. Capitol building. According to Liz Cheney, she says that all the time. She says that every time she has a chance to make a speech about it. He incited a riot. He incited an armed group of people who attacked the Capitol building. It's worse than 9/11. Remember when the buildings fell down and 3,000 people died? It was worse than that. Thousands of people injured permanently. It's worse than that. All civilians. Worse than that. You listen to them, you would think that 5 officers died that day. No officers died that day, by the way. There were some protesters, some people that died that day. There's been no accountability for that. So the leftists became lawyers. Many of them got involved in church leadership as well, by the way. I happen to be in a particular denomination where a vast many of them, because of the denomination's stand on nuclear war and war in general, many of them, because they were peace advocates, which is fine, that's fine. They were anti-war, anti-army, anti, any kind of military. And because of that, they just gravitated like crazy to this particular denomination. Well, in the process of all that happening, guess what? They took over leadership of that particular denomination and ushered in the woke ideology, completely changing scriptural truths. Well, scripture doesn't really mean this, doesn't really mean that. It was, and I was involved in it, I was pretty heavily involved in that particular denomination and watched it happen. This has been about 40 years ago. I was a young kid, early 20s, late teens, early 20s, and I saw this happening. I am surprised that denomination is still in existence today. The only reason it is because many of the local churches didn't go along with it. But I will guarantee you, I know for fact, that the head organization or the centralized oversight governmental body of that denomination is still just as extreme as ever, and they were very much anti-Trump, very much anti-Trump. Now, keep in mind, they're supporting and celebrating a party that has as one of its most precious platforms is abortion. And they have no problem with that. They will go out and picket and protest and throw bottles and say all kinds of things at a military installation, at a nuclear power plant, whatever, a coal plant. But they're just perfectly fine with an abortion clinic. You don't hear them saying anything about that. This is the kind of, it's this phony, self-righteous virtue that they like to espouse and shove down other people's throats. And of course, they like to be very verbose about it. They're just very, very open and as far as their, like to telegraph it and make sure they know that everybody around them knows that they're the woke ones. Look how woke I am. It is absolutely disgusting. It's just absolutely stupid. Like I hate using that word, but it is just stupid. It's they don't even recognize, they have no self-awareness whatsoever of the self-righteousness with this phony set of morals that they have. Now, many of them went off to be lawyers. The Clintons, if you listen to their story, that this is exactly what happened to them. They were back in the day when they were protesting and doing stuff, and then they became, you know, I think they were like high school sweethearts or college sweethearts or whatever. They just decided to get into the legal system, study law. So that's what they did. They became lawyers. Now, as you may know, may or may not know, they were both disbarred. They both lost their law license to practice. Hillary Clinton, because of some issues that she did during the whole Whitewater scandal thing, some other things that she was doing, lost her license to practice. Many of them do, because they become activists in the court, and they do things that are nefarious out of their self-righteous and not legal standards. Now, what has happened, of course, My dogs are barking in the background. Probably hear them. I'm sure you can hear them because it's showing up on the meter. What happened with all of this is the... Now we have this Bragg guy. Alvin, he's Alvin Bragg. Who's doing the same thing. He's an activist. He's going after Trump. This is his mission in life, is to go after Trump. So that's what he's doing. My dog agrees. He stands to possibly, potentially, lose his license, to be disbarred because of what he's doing. Now, he was elected into a position he's in, so this makes it a little bit trickier because he was elected into this position. And they're trying to organize all these state attorney generals who are on the left are trying to organize now. They're trying to become, to get organized and to be able to develop an organization where they can be more powerful. That's what their goal is. I guarantee the Michigan AG is probably going to be part of that. They're organizing. They're regrouping. I just heard today, this morning, that the Wisconsin, I believe it's the Wisconsin Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, is now majority liberal now. This is serious. They can make rulings on elections. The problem with this whole thing with the Trump case, by the way, is that Trump supposedly messed with the numbers and ledgers and made changes and did financial creative bookkeeping of some kind. I'm sure Trump was the one, you know, doing the bookkeeping. I'm sure he was sitting there doing his books. He hired somebody to do it, but In the reason that this is so heinous is because he used it to cover up crimes. Now, that's supposedly a state felony. But he won't tell you what the crimes are. Bragg will not say what the crimes are that he covered up. Supposedly Trump covered up. What were they? Well, he's not saying. That should have been in the indictment. So that's what has frustrated or freaked out some of the people on the left. They're like, oh, there's nothing here. What are we going to do with this? We have to know what these underlying crimes are. There's no underlying crime, then what is this? It's nothing. They're very disappointed, they're saying. They're very disappointed. It's very kind of a womp, womp, womp kind of moment for them. That's not saying that they can't be convicted, that Trump couldn't be, because we have a system here out of control. The state doesn't care whether they're operating within the bounds of the law or not. A federal crimes commission looked at this thing and tossed it out. Did realize there was nothing. There was nothing. There's no standing. And now this guy thinks he's out to be the first one to get tried. He wants to make a name for himself. Well, he's going to make a name for himself. He's making a name for himself. Unfortunately, he doesn't realize he's making a name in infamy. It's not going to be pretty, I don't think, for him. He will fade off into the darkness. Remember Avenatti, who I think is sitting in jail right now, which was a part of this whole scandal thing with Stormy Daniels. She sued him. She sued Avenatti for defraud and what he did with her money. And everybody on the left and at CNN, Brian Stelter and all those individuals, were drooling over this guy, wanting him to become the next president because he was going after Trump. He ended up in jail. We'll see what happens now with Mr. Bragg. And there are a couple other cases that are pending, one in Georgia. My understanding is this has to do with his interference in their election because he called the governor and asked him to find some votes. This happens. The amazing thing, this happens on the Democrat side all the time. Now, I want to get into this because it was something that I heard from, who's the guy, Colbert? John Colbert? What was his name? John Stewart. There's John Stewart, and there's Colbert. Got some kind of a late night show. He came out all just thrilled about the fact that Trump's going to jail. Trump's getting arraigned today. Trump got arrested today. They were all thrilled about it. Just making jokes about it. Oh, this is, what a great day. Of course, the audience is standing up, cheering and clapping. Not everybody in the audience, but it tells you something about his audience. So they're all excited about it. Now, keep in mind, he's all thrilled about this whole thing. Why is it? Why is it that they are so thrilled about the guy going to jail? What crime exactly is it that they think this guy's committed?
No one's above the law. The law is equal to everyone. Goes out there.
Are you telling me? But, you know, you start talking about Joe Biden and his involvement with his son and his dealings. All of a sudden, that's all conspiracy theory. It's all Russian disinformation. Oh, you're just attacking. You're attacking him because you don't like him politically. Really? These people have. That's not a moral standard. That's not a conviction in your heart. That's a personal political opponent. You're going after your own gain in that situation. Now, having said that, they're thrilled about this. And it's one of the things that one of these supposedly comedians, said. They quoted him saying, they quoted Trump saying something about when he was, you know, in the locker room talking about popular men and what they will do with, you know, what they can get away with women. He didn't say he did it. Never said he did it. He said, you know, popular men can get away with that. And supposedly he becomes a pig. He becomes an animal. So we're talking like that. This is coming from Hollywood. They're just mad because they're being exposed. Because that's the kind of stuff that they do. He was talking about them. They know they can get away with it. But you're not supposed to say it out loud. Now, I don't know if Trump ever did or not. I really don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. The point is, these people, all of a sudden, in all their self-righteousness, act like they've never done anything like that. This guy's a pig for saying that. He's a pig for doing that. Now, let's talk about what Joe Biden has actually done. There are some very credible allegations against Joe Biden. Some things that he did to women. They will never talk about them. Let's talk about Bill Clinton and what we know, even what he has confessed to, and even the things that he did in the Oval Office, taking advantage of a young girl who was an intern. But he's the greatest president ever on their side. He's not a pig. He's not an animal.
Oh, you know, he's just a guy being a guy.
He gets an excuse. He could show up on the very stages that they're bad-mouthing Trump. They could show up on those. Bill Clinton could walk out there on that stage and be given a standing ovation. Greatest president ever. But Trump, he's the bad one. Because you see, the underlying crime here is not anything that's actually on the books. The only crime that Trump has committed is that he's Donald Trump. They hate the man. They loved him when he was a Democrat. But he's a criminal for defeating Hillary Clinton. Because, you know, he had to have had help from the Russians. It couldn't have just been there. Couldn't have been a good election. Had to be a phony election. Now, when Biden won, of course, everything was all in the up and up. Oh, you can't question that at all. Oh, look at that, how the nation came back. This is just how ridiculous, how disingenuous, and how double standarded, you know. I try not to talk about it too much, but it's just so blatantly there. It's so much a part of who they are. You cannot talk about them without talking about their double standards. The end justifies the means. The hypocrisy that is there. They don't care about it. The reason I don't talk about it much is because they don't care. It's just an end to a means. They don't care if they have to be hypocrites or if they have to lie about something, lie, cheat, and steal because they feel like at the end is okay. It's okay if they have to lie to get there. Because you guys lie more. You know, the Republicans lie even more. They lie, just lie all the time. Fox News is just nothing but full of lies. It's funny how there's Fox News has more listeners, more watchers than CNN and MSNBC combined. Well, the only reasons that CNN has anybody listening is because they forced it down your throat at airports. So I wanted to get this off my chest this morning because it's just, it is so blatantly being pushed on us. And I think we need to be aware of what's happening here. This is part of their revolution. This is part of their redefining, reconstructing, fundamental transformation of our nation that they are imposing upon us. And it all stems back from the mentality that they ushered in back in the 60s. Now, this mentality has existed for a long time, ever since communism was a thing. Now, granted, communal living is not a bad thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing, as long as it's voluntary, as long as there is proper management of that. That's not what happens in communism. It all sounds great. It all sounds good. But at the end of the day, you have to be allowed to make associations with people that you can trust. It has to be based on a voluntary basis, or it is nothing but imposed upon you. You make alliances and associations with people that you want to do business with, that you want to have those agreements with. Well, having said all this, it is now after 2:00. I've had some technical issues here this morning. Apparently, I recorded another almost 20 minutes of show. I did a 1 hour show. It was almost exactly 1 hour, and for some reason, it did not record properly. I don't know why. I am so frustrated at this point that I'm going to just give it up right now. I'm just going to give it up for the show. Yeah, so there you have it. I've already had lunch. I had to go up and have some lunch just to get this. It's 2:10, 2:11 now on Thursday. It's still Thursday, though. So rather than taking out my frustrations for all of you, I had some really good content in that last part, too. That's usually where I start really getting warmed up, really getting, you know, getting the old arms swinging around, getting the old wind up. Hello, you know, what they used to call that when Muhammad Ali used to swing his arm around. Haymaker, whatever it was. Yeah. Anyway, folks, have a great day. Better not. I hope you're having a better day than I am. It's not a bad day. It's just a crazy day. I'll be back tomorrow morning about 10:00. God bless everybody.